Welcome to the Marketing for Business podcast. This is your host, Scott Wilson.
Have you ever been on the wrong side of momentum? Man, it's a great question, isn't it? Hey, welcome back to the Marketing for Business podcast. It's really great to have you here. Look, I really appreciate you listening. Our downloads have hit an all-time high, and it's because of you, the listener. I really, really appreciate you being here. So thank you for that. I've got a great episode today about momentum. Before we get into that, though, I want to do a big shout out to Steve and Martin for texting me and contacting me after listening to the podcast and getting some help. Actually, Steve came in today. We did a great strategy session with him. So thank you for that. And look forward to continuing those conversations with you guys. Martin also, he wasn't sure if I'd actually reply back to him. He actually sent me a text and called me. He thought it was unusual for someone to put their phone number on a podcast. So Martin, appreciate the conversations we've been having. And also to John Love, I really appreciate the nice message you sent me via LinkedIn. I really appreciate your input, your feedback. And it's great that you're learning a lot from our podcast. So, you know, I really appreciate everyone for the feedback. It means a lot to me and it allows me to shape kind of the episodes and the people that we're interviewing. So today I've got a thought-provoking episode for you and I've also got an empowering episode for you because I think right now it's really important that you actually have momentum in your marketing, in your business, but also in your business and in general life. There's a lot of messages out there at the moment that are probably not as empowering as they could be. Personally, I don't listen or watch the news, and I'm always surprised when I hear things happening out there in the marketplace around that, because you know there's a lot of people that are trying to push you down. So here's the question, and it's the question I asked at the start of the show here. Have you ever been on the wrong side of momentum? And I want you to think about this for a minute, because it's quite an important thing when we look at. Look, momentum is about energy. It's about the act of moving something forward and gaining traction, right? So the question is, how do you produce momentum in your marketing? You know, how do you, obviously one of the ways is picking a destination that you want to go to, or as we like to call it here, what's your B goal? What's something that you're moving towards? You're going from A to B, making that progress, you know, with intensity towards the target and goal that you're trying to achieve. Because just like confidence, you know, confidence follows knowledge and it follows skill and desire. Energy and momentum follows decisiveness. It follows momentum. It follows circulation. It follows action and it follows energy. And look, you're never going to get on the right side of momentum by standing still. And a lot of business owners I meet, they're stuck. They're not sure what works. They're not sure if they're doing the right thing. Actually had a conversation with people about that today. You know, what are we doing the right things? You know, and sometimes that just leads you to standing still. So if that's you, this episode is for you, because I want you to get on the right side of momentum. Because look, you know, sometimes we could all be thinking, oh, I can't be bothered creating those videos. I don't want to run those ads. You know, I can't be bothered sending those emails or making those calls. You know, and hey, I get it. We all suffer from it, right? We're not all perfect, right? We have those times where things just get on top of us, you know, and we stall. We have the momentum just goes because we stop doing those little things. But you must realize, you know, like, yeah, doing nothing will stagnate your progress even more, right? And you'll end up on the wrong side of momentum. So, you know, sadly, I talk to business owners all the time that have lost momentum. So here's my advice to get it back. Because if you've lost momentum, you need to get it back. And there's some cool things that you can do. Here's one thing that I do. I want you to draw a line in the sand. Now, some people, they can see a line mentally. For me, I actually have to physically draw a line. And for me, basically, I have to draw a line. And it's actually one of the reasons I started my business. I was working in the corporate world, and I was down on a project in Wanaka, and I could feel that things were stalling in my life. I wasn't reaching the goals that I wanted to reach. I wasn't doing the things that I wanted to do. I wasn't feeling empowered. And I remember drawing a line in the sand down in Wanaka. moniker on the side of the water there. Izzy physically drew a line, got a stick, I still remember it to today, and made that decision to walk over that line. And as I walked over that line, I knew what my next action was, and that was to call my boss. I called my boss and I quit the corporate world, and the rest is history. So for you, if you're in your business and your business is stalled a little bit from a marketing perspective or just from a general perspective, I want you to draw a line in the sand. And then I want you to take a mental note that, because on the other side of that line is a new version of you. Okay. And that new version is a person who builds momentum. It's a person who builds momentum through a series of actions. It builds momentum through a series of commitments. It builds momentum through a series of decisions, right? But you actually have to physically draw a line in the sand, right? Or mentally, if that's how you do it. Because here's the thing. Drawing that line in the sand could be like a lightning bolt that gets you into action. It gets you into doing things, right? It's a lightning bolt that actually starts the process for you. It gets you back in the game, and that's what you really need. You need to get yourself back in the game mentally, and it starts with just something as simple as drawing a line in the sand. Because here's the thing. Once you've made that decision to draw a line in the sand and start the building momentum, here's how you make it stick. One thing I always do is I change my environment, right? Where can I go that fills me up with energy? Where can I go? Can I go for my walk? Okay. Could I go for a cafe and work? Could I listen to someone? One of the things for me is I love listening to Jim Rohn. If I need to get back into momentum, I will listen to Jim Rohn. He's the farm boy from Idaho. He was the coach behind Tony Robbins. I will just get around listening to him, you know. So I'll change the environment inside my head here. You know, change number two is change the circles of people that you're around. Get around people that are doing good things and big things. You know, make an effort to be around them. I know I get a lot of energy from my guys I go for breakfast with, coffee with in the morning after the gym. You're around guys that are doing things, that are making things happen. My network is generally a lot of people that are doing things. My clients are actually people that are doing things. I love hanging out with them because they are things. They are people that are making stuff happen. They're not standing still. And always believe, you know, and I've said this so many times on the podcast, success leaves clues for you, you know, and really does help you build momentum getting around those people. Number three is I'd just learn a new skill. If you're not a momentum, learn a new skill. Learn something, because the newness of that creates momentum. Okay. So go and teach yourself something that you've never done before. You know, challenge yourself to learn something new. That newness will actually get the energy going inside you. And number four is focus on small wins. This is a brilliant one. Just focus on small wins. You would have heard me say it a number of times. Small hinges swing big doors. And it's so true when it comes to marketing your business. You know, you only have to think about sports for a minute. You know, teams win or lose based off momentum, right? And if you change the momentum and you can build it on small wins, then you change the momentum of the game. And you see this a lot happening in sports. You know, a great example last week was Scott Robinson. Was lucky enough to go to a presentation at Inspire Foundation, who is one of their charity partners. And he was interviewed, and Scott said something really interesting. He got asked a question about something, you know, as a coach, you know, how do you handle when you're down at halftime? Do you go in and rant and rave at the team to turn them around? And he gave a great example of when the Crusaders were playing the Waratahs, and Israel Folau, who was just catching all the high balls, and like their kicking strategy wasn't really working to him. He was basically scoring the points from the high balls, etc. They were actually down 12 points at halftime, and you know, they wanted to know, did you go in there and rant and rave at halftime and tell them what to do? And he made a really clear statement. He said, look, you know, the players already knew what to do, right? The players already have the game plan. They just needed to be reminded of the game plan and a little tweak to that game plan. And he said, look, we just need to win two areas. And I thought this was really interesting. We need to change the who or how we're kicking and who we're kicking to, right? So a little change. You know, let's win by kicking to this person, not that person, right? Because that ain't working, right? And then we need to be the ones that score first in the second half. And I thought that was brilliant. He said, if we score first in the second half, we will win this game. Because he knew the key to winning the game was momentum. Okay. Funnily enough, if you're a Crusaders supporter, you already know the score. I think it was 32-29. So from behind to winning. And as look, so as a business owner, you know, what are the wins that you need to act on? What are the small wins that you need to create? You know, what are three things that you could map out in your week from a marketing perspective or just even a business perspective that you could be winning on, you know? What are some of the opportunities maybe that you need to revisit? Maybe there's some opportunities there that if you pick them up again, maybe you could win with them. What are some of the people that you need to connect with? What would it be a win there? Who's something that you haven't connected with for a while that if you connected with them, that'll be a real win for your business? What are some of the deals that you have there that you haven't closed? What are some of those open files that if you looked at, you could close and start to build some momentum? You know, what's a place that you need to go to and be seen in? You know, what's some of the events or maybe a marketing event that you need to turn up to or a LinkedIn local that you need to be at to be seen? You know, maybe it's an email that you need to send. Maybe it's a phone call that you need to make. Maybe it's someone that you need to go and have coffee with. What about an offer that you could create? All right, this is a good one for most businesses. Most businesses, you really just need to get back into momentum. Create a different offer. Make something enticing to people that they can't say no to. Start marketing that out in the marketplace and you'll start to see momentum start to swell in your business. Maybe you could brainstorm a campaign that you need to create. And you're looking, by the way, if you want help with that, this is some of the stuff that we're really good at, you know? So just maybe text me, 021-891-934. Let's have a conversation around that. You know, we can help you get into momentum because this is some of the things that we're really good at. In fact, just today, I had two really good brainstorming sessions with clients and business owners, you know, and here's one takeaway from each, you know. You want to get seen doing the things you want to do more of. And I gave this example to these people, you know, they want to deal with more fleets, right? A signage company that could do a lot more fleet work. So all their posts on social media and all their ads are just of them, just pictures of cars, et cetera. No one actually in them working on the fleets, et cetera. So if you want to get known about how to, you want to be get seen doing more of that, right? You want to be seen doing, have your team in those pictures, you getting seen doing all that fleet work, right? Get known by the things you want to do more of. Number two was with the company was, you know, build a database from people already coming into your business. You know, every business owner could do this. You could be building a database of people that are coming into your business, whether they're buying or looking or what, you could be building a database, a simple QR code. Look, if a gift that COVID did give us is that everyone knows how to use a QR code now, right? They know how to scan that code. You could create a QR code. You could have that in your business. You could have a hamper giveaway. You don't even actually need to give something away. You know, it could be a consultation. It could be anything. You can actually do a JV with another business around the corner. You give something that you've got. Maybe if you're a tire shop, you could give a set of tires or a voucher. And if they were a restaurant, you could do vice versa. So easy to do. But people are coming into your business on a daily basis, right? So great, build a database off them. So this company now is going to be going and building a database of people coming into their business. Look, seriously, I know as a business owner, and I talk to so many business owners, so I see this every day, you're standing in the picture frame, and it's hard to see the picture. It's hard to see the big picture when you're standing in the frame. So here, seriously, I want you to do yourself a favor. I want you to text me, 021-891-934, just like Steve did, just like Martin has, that they text me to get some help. Because here's the thing. I know you need some help. I know businesses need some help to get back into momentum. Whether it's coming to our next seminar that we're running or having a chat with me, you need to get back in momentum. So all you need to do is reach out. I'm here to help. I love serving our community and I really appreciate you being part of this. So here's my other challenge for you today. I want you to share this podcast. Someone needs to hear this. Someone in your business community needs to hear this. So if you see this post online or go on and look us up, make sure you share what we're doing. Share our posts when it comes to this podcast. Share this podcast with someone. You know, it's blowing up on Spotify. I can't believe how many people are listening on Spotify. But if you're listening anywhere, just please share the podcast. It really helps us to reach more people. All right, guys, I've got some great interviews coming up with some real cool business owners. Until then, I really appreciate you listening to the podcast. Once again, thank you for your time. Thanks for listening to the podcast, and I look forward to talking to you really, really soon. Remember, if you want some help, just text me 021-891-934.
Hi, Scott Wilson here again. Hey, thanks for listening to the Marketing for Business podcast. We really appreciate you taking the time to listen, and we hope that you learned a lot from today's episode. If you could be so kind as to rate and share the podcast with your other business friends and colleagues, that'd be awesome. And if you'd like to listen to more episodes, why don't you head over to our website, www.getdigitalinfluence.com, where we've got a whole bunch of other amazing interviews with business owners. Thanks for your time, and have a great day.